Lecture 9, Islam at the Crossroads.
Islam and Muslims today, as in the past, are again at an important crossroads. Like members of other faith communities, contemporary Muslims face the challenge of defining the role, meaning, and relevance of Islam in both private and public life. Although the media often focuses on radicalism and extremism, a deeper and more pervasive struggle exists. At the heart of this struggle for the soul of Islam, between conservatives and reformers, mainstream Muslims and extremists, is the question of who should interpret Islam and how reform should be achieved. The struggle's major issues include the relationship of religion to state and society, role of Islamic law, the status of women and non-Muslims, the compatibility of Islam and democracy, and relations with the West. Muslim attitudes towards change vary. In the early centuries of expansion, conquest, and settlement, Islam was interpreted and applied to provide a framework of faith, meaning, and guidance. Throughout the ages, believers, wherever they might be, spread across the world, and however different their cultural context, They found in Islam a core of belief and practice that provided a sense of unity and identity, of faith and purpose. As Muhammad brought his reformist message to Arabia, at critical points in history, when the Islamic community has been threatened or in danger, great religious leaders and revivalist movements have responded to the religious, intellectual, and political challenges of the community, spawning a variety of reformers and revivalist reformist movements. The cry, Islam in danger, has served as a battle cry to rise to the religious and political defense of Islam. Just as Islam was used by early caliphs and Islamic revivalists and reformers, and in the 20th century in anti-colonial independence struggles, so too in recent years Islam has been a source of inspiration and popular mobilization in Palestine, Afghanistan, Bosnia, Kashmir, and Chechnya, and other parts of the Muslim world. Today, Islam continues to reflect that same unity and diversity. For although believers continue to affirm their belief in God, the Quran, and the Prophet Muhammad, they differ in their understanding and interpretation of what that should mean. The political resurgence of Islam has been accompanied by a ferment in which contending voices and paradigms have emerged. If modernization brought widespread political and economic reforms in the 20th century, the pace of religious reform lagged behind. Change has been more visible at the top, for a small group of elites rather than for the masses of Muslims in the Muslim world today. The political and economic failures of Muslim societies in the 1970s and 80s have contributed to an Islamic revival that has challenged political and religious establishments alike and called for an Islamic solution, the implementation of an Islamic alternative in personal and community life, in faith and politics. This call has divided as much as united Muslims, precipitating discussion, debate, and confrontation within Muslim societies, and at times between the Muslim world and the West. Key to this process has been the question of the meaning and relevance of Islam in today's world, something that all believers have faced and face. Contending voices, clerical and lay, government and opposition, secular and Islamically oriented elites, and their interpretations of Islam press their claims and compete for authority and legitimacy. Like all the children of Abraham, Muslims today, in facing the challenges of secularism and materialism, of faith and social justice, continue to bear witness to the fact that monotheism does not mean monolithic. As in the past, the unity of Islam, as in all faiths, embraces a diversity of interpretations and expressions, a source of dynamism and growth, as well as contending and of contention and conflict, both among believers and at times with other faith communities. The challenge for all believers remains the rigorous pursuit of what the Quran calls the straight path, the way of God, to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. Quran 42, verses 52 to 53. And to do this in a world of diversity and difference.